You can hear the noise, even through Kramer's thick concrete walls. The world's celebration and the muddy waters of debauchery rings in the ears of God's people, even the ears of seminarians, seminary professors, and the clergy of Christ's church. And the muddy water threatens to quietly seep into the lives of the church to shake her foundation. And they are surprised. Members of their ranks laugh that you talk of God's will, His Son, and a cross on Calvary's Hill. They mark you, they ridicule you, and they pick on your passions because you have not passion for their drunken sensuality. But even they cannot enjoy the passion you enjoy. They murder with a gun or a knife, but quietly and almost unnoticed, you murder by ignoring, ridiculing, and dismissing. Even your brothers and sisters who sit and learn and teach at Concordia Theological Seminary. Help him in every bodily way. Support him, teach him, and guide him when he's lost. And do it only when it's convenient for you. Perhaps the thick walls of this chapel need reinforced, or we need a bucket to catch this muddy water. Murder, so innocent. Adultery, untraceable. A thief that no man can charge. A silent and even easily dismissed debauchery. Yes, Satan is proud. And the world would be too if you didn't do such a great job of hiding it. For your passions have built up walls, alienated friends, pointed the finger and left men alone. Christ would have none of us alone, and would want each of you to reach out to your brother, bandage his wounds. But still, the passion of the human heart worships the idol of self, and just like the Gentiles, we live like the dead, and through blinded eyes, we stay stuck in the mud. It's for this reason that God has brought you to the seminary. For this death cannot be, and Christ will not let it remain. These walls, poured concrete, are truly thick enough. For the Word of God brings new life to the heart of men. This is why the gospel is preached, that saving faith would live and grow in God's people. He has established the office of preaching and administering the sacraments, that you, like men before, would make disciples by speaking God's word and command over water, that angels would rejoice with the Father's pleasure because Jesus continues to be present to his church to the very end of the age, through bread and wine and the preaching of his word. The world has nothing to hope in, but your power lies in this beautiful message, this glorious word. When it is preached, faith is planted in the heart of man, your heart. It clings to this living hope. Christ is raised and dies no more. A new day has dawned on the world's party. Their joy will soon turn to sorrow as the sorrow of God's church becomes rejoicing. We share by water in Christ's saving death. Reborn, we share with him an Easter life. And baptized in the name of the Triune God, the Holy Spirit's power shakes the foundation of the Church of God. Preached to the heart of man, Jesus transforms. He stoops down to the place you fell. He lifts you up. He bandages your wounds. And he wipes every tear from your eye. Jesus forgives you. He destroys your sin. Baptized, you now live with God, the three in one. You live not as those who are dead, but you live in the Spirit, the way that God does, in fervent love for one another. Christ suffered in the flesh, and by his death, your despair has now turned to joy. Alleluia. Christ has risen.